Good morning and welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and Facebook Live. Hello, I'm waving. I am not Phil Nardella. I kind of sound like him. Maybe Patty? No. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I am your other somewhat friend in the real estate industry, Taylor Williams Moniz. Unfortunately, Mr. Phil is not here. We'll get into that
in a
minute.
You are the co-hostess with the mostest.
With the mostest. I know, it's weird sitting in here by myself. And there was a power outage last night and this morning. And so the building's kind of like half power on, half lights off. It's like I walked in, it's like eerie.
No, I know. It was like that yesterday. From a person that was here all day yesterday. Yeah, no, it was... So it was interesting
different.
One yesterday.
I know, but you know, different. we're going to roll with it.
Oh, yeah.
So Phil is in Mexico, and we're highly jealous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually glad that he's not sitting next to me for two reasons. Number one, because I get to lead the show, which is kind of fun. But number two, as you guys know, Greg Agug and I have been trying to buy a house for a hot minute, and poor Phil, like this week I just decided was the week that like we're going to find something. So I've been texting him literally, and I'm looking at Patty like embarrassed. Listings every morning, like 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 at like 6 in the morning. What do you think about this one? And this one has a weird backyard. And is this one too far? Like the poor man. And he's responded to all of them. Like he's just the loveliest human in the entire world. And we wish that he was here. But wait, are you looking at me? Is he calling?
Oh, my.
Is that him? Is that him?
I don't know. Is this Mr. Phil Nardella?
Oh, look at you. Are you there?
Hola.
Oh, good morning.
That's all I know. I know hola, and I know margarita,
okay.
And I know tequila.
Tequila. That's all you've learned in the week. That's all you need to know, maybe.
You know what? I'm so sorry to bother you guys. It's just that I felt like I was being left out, and, you know, nobody likes to, you know, the fear of missing out on a show.
Exactly. Well, I said nice things about you, about me being really annoying and you tolerating me.
No. You know what? Patrick, she was adorable in the very beginning. It was, I don't want to bother you. I don't want to bother you on vacation. I go, don't worry about it. It's not a problem. You know what? By the end of the week, it's like, you know what? Run these 6 for me because I want to see those tomorrow. And if you can do it, no, I'm only kidding.
You mean he's like partially kidding? But the reason that I bring it up, it's a testament to how amazing you are as an agent. I mean, obviously we're friends, but you've just been, I mean, Phil's just on top of it. I'll send him something and he'll send it back. You're not going to like this because of these three reasons that I wouldn't have even thought about. And he's right, which is why he's our agent, right? So you're wonderful.
It's peculiar that, and I know there's a lot of people out there that could probably agree with me, is when you go on vacation, sometimes you cannot completely relax unless you know how things are going at home.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm
and
like
if
that.
You feel like you're actually sitting on a beach sipping a margarita and watching the waves lap up on shore like I'm doing currently.
Jerk. I was going to say, wait, like you're doing right now. Yeah.
Like I'm doing right now. You don't feel like you can completely relax without knowing that everyone's taken care of. If you feel like somebody's going, oh, God, he's gone.
Right.
You know, this is messed up. I get anxious from that. And, you know, a lot of people are that way. I'm sure you are, too.
I am exactly
like
that.
In fact, I know you are.
Yeah, I'm the worst, actually.
Yeah, I'm like that, too, yeah, but only exactly. Because I have two dogs and all that stuff. I'd be like, are they okay? Do they miss me?
Wait until you own a business and have kids, Patty. It's another situation.
That is also fair.
Wait, so
you know it, too. But
go ahead.
I got to tell you, though, this place is amazing.
Yeah,
this
where are you? Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta. We're just south of Punta Mita. Now, Punta Mita is
there.
An area of Puerto Vallarta that is... Yep. It's like the Cadillac or the Mercedes of Puerto Vallarta. And now we're just short of it, and we've rented a home that sleeps 8. And you know what? It sounds like, oh, my God, that sounds like so much money, right? This home is gorgeous, right?
We weren't invited,
I'm actually
Patty.
Standing on a balcony looking over the pool, the sand, and the water. And it is sleeps 8. It comes with a Escalade that you can drive wherever you want. And it also comes with a crew of 3. One's like a chef, a cook. Somebody else actually helps and takes care of all of the other things. And it's a whopping $750 a night.
That's crazy.
For the entire house on the ocean. It's a $3 million house. And anybody can actually rent it. And if they're interested in knowing how to get there, that's fine. You know, just let me know and I'll send them the website. But it's incredible. If you just want to come
Patty
and relax.
Patty and I are going to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that they charge you for, which is awesome, is when you get here, they say, what would you like to eat? and then they go shop for it, and you pay the grocery bill.
Well, that makes sense.
I think it's fair.
Right? So tonight is our last night, so we're having steak and lobster, right?
Oh, yum.
With quesadillas, with shrimp quesadillas, and, you know, just the regular thing that we'd have normally at home, right?
And the photos that he sent with, obviously not, but the photos he sent with his family and stuff are just precious. Like, I hope you're having a really good time. As good of a time as your photos reflect, it looks awesome.
Yeah, except for the fact that I popped a blood vessel in my eye.
Wasn't going to mention it, but you brought it up. Yeah, he was diving for a pool toy or something.
Yeah, I was diving for toys at the bottom of the pool, and I think I did something wrong, and I came up with a really red eye, and so that's the way it goes. But you know what? In every life, a little rain must fall.
It's a battle wound. Chicks dig battle wounds, right? Patty's like grimacing, Phil. You can't see him. He's like,
if you've seen Friends, like Rachel, like, where she's like, just anything touching her eye, it's just, that's me.
Oh, yeah.
Picky.
I would also just like to point. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying there's nothing you can do for it.
No, I mean, true.
You just go and, yeah.
Did you tell everybody that Judy punched you?
Yeah, which they would believe. They would understand that completely.
Yeah, I would just like to say that when I go on vacation, I do not call and talk about. When we called initially, Phil's like, can you hear the waves in the background? Is that too distracting? Patty and I are like,
we're like,
you know,
it is
like
now.
Two-foot geckos here, which are really cool. You know?
Cool.
You'd be walking down the path.
Cameron would love those.
You know, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, look, three geckos that are actually called iguanas, because anything over 2 feet, I'm thinking, is
they're
no
iguanas.
Longer
if they've got like a beard, that's
are they
an iguana.
Trying to sell you car insurance?
Yep,
get it.
Geico. Then it's not a Geico gecko. That was good, Patty.
Thank you,
Patty's
so
trying
everything
to,
in the real estate business.
We're all good. I kind of gave Patty like a wee briefing that I've got a fun quiz for him, which we'll either do probably third segment at this point. So yeah, stay tuned and listen for that. But I was able to sweet Marla Ferris, who we love. I connected with her because I've been badgering her endlessly also because we want to put offers in on a house. But she was able to give me some by the numbers. So maybe we can do that. And Phil, you can chime in if you'll stay with us.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's do it.
Please.
SCV.
For a couple more minutes.
By the numbers.
Yay.
You have like 6 more minutes, okay? Just
okay.
Make your drink last for 6 more minutes. You can do it.
Yeah, I may have to refill before that, but that's fine.
Totally fine. Okay, so I asked Marla for some by the numbers, and she gave me a really interesting breakdown. Number one, of two different topics. Number one, why real estate continues to be one of the best investments that one could make in their lifetimes. And I think this is really poignant because if anybody's been watching the news, we're talking about inflation, and the way to combat inflation is to raise interest rates. And so people like me that are interested in buying are thinking, Lord, no. Like, you know, I don't want the interest rates to go up. Is it the right time to buy a house? Should we just wait? What's the market going to do? So she hit the nail on the head with this one, and she said, no, you know, don't wait, right? And here are the three reasons why. She said the benefits of home ownership continue to be a bright spot for most Americans, which include, number one, equity building with regular payments over time, which Phil and I talked about this yesterday. I said, should Greg and I just rent? Should we find a house and rent? And Phil said, yeah, you could, but you're not building any equity. You're throwing your money away with rent, which you are, quite frankly.
Yep.
So regardless of what the economy does, you're going to build equity. And even if your house value goes down, it's going to go back up at some point. So equity, equity, equity.
Yep.
Also, additional gains through market appreciation. You never know what the market's going to do. It could be bad. It could be good, right? But a house, you know, people need housing forever, right?
Yep.
And then this is a big one for us. Realization of big savings with tax deductible mortgage interest and property tax payments.
There
right?
you go.
Ding, ding, ding. I think that's the...
And I want to add a couple more things to that.
Please
Number one is rentals are ridiculously high.
They're so high.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just so that you understand that if I sold my house now, like I could have waited.
To me.
When I bought my house, though, I paid $50,000 over what the actual last home sold for in that area.
Right.
I could actually, if I sold my house right now, if I actually went and rented a two-bedroom condo, it would cost me the same amount as my payment is on my $1.5 million house. Think about that. So if I would have waited,
I'm about to say that again.
So that, okay. Mm-hmm. So when I bought, I paid more than what it was worth. I really felt like it, but it was special, so I did it anyway, right? Well, when I bought, it has gone up so much since I purchased. Now I could have waited. I could have said, "I'm not paying $50,000. Let somebody else have that," and I could have rented. But if I would have waited, right? That house has gone from $545,000 to $1.5, $1.6 million. try, if I sold my house right now, if I sold my house right now, and I rented a two-bedroom condo, I would be paying the same exact amount monthly that I have, that I would pay for my house that's $1.5 million. So the saying is...
Makes no sense.
You
Patty and I are both shaking our heads. Oh, yeah, this is a great saying, and I interrupted you, so I'll be quiet. This is a great saying.
The saying is, you don't wait to buy real estate. You buy real estate and wait.
Yep.
Okay? You take your write-offs. You're able to enjoy, you know, with your family. You build memories. You do all of these things. It goes up, might come down, might correct, goes back up, comes back down, goes back up, goes back up, goes back up, goes back up. And then all of a sudden you realize, you know what? I've enjoyed living here. It's awesome. You can choose then to keep it and buy something else and rent that one out for the ridiculously crazy rents that they're getting.
Yep.
And then that's how you build wealth, right?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Guess what was just delivered to me? What is this?
It's wealth.
A drink. I was just delivered a drink up here while I'm talking. I've never had that happen before in my life.
Who brought that
this
to you?
Awesome. Chris.
Oh, tell Chris we said hello.
I asked him what's in it, and he didn't tell me. So
you
I'm
don't need
bit
to
concerned.
Know. You're on vacation. Enjoy. I get you for four more minutes. So sip away. But that's cool. That's such
so anyway,
good advice.
But that's the thing.
Yep.
You don't wait to buy real estate. You buy real estate and wait.
Yep.
And then eventually, what happens is, it does. It goes up. It goes down. And no matter the joke is, 5.5% interest rate is ridiculously low, but because we're comparing them to COVID rates,
right?
They're higher,
right?
Right? So yep. People just don't understand that. They think this is tragic. It's not. It's normal. This is the normal market. This is the market that we'll be in for the next, I don't know, 15, 20, 30 years, right around there. If interest rates stay at 5.5%, and I was reading some things this morning that said they think that interest rates have leveled off.
We're going to, Marla gave us a little tidbit about that also, so I'm going to get into that next.
Yeah,
with your opinion.
What did she say?
Well, she gave me the second topic was the current range of mortgage offerings with full, in caps, income documentation loans, which we're going to talk about. Today's show is kind of centered around buying a house because I'm selfish. And I should say Phil sent me, or yesterday we were talking, he's like, I found this article and it's so interesting. I'm like, I'm not talking about that without you. Like, it's a Taylor show, so we're talking about buying a house. But with full income documentation loans, 30-year fixed rates are in the mid-5s for most loans, right? So that's good. Some borrowers with higher down payments can qualify with an ARM adjustable rate mortgage in the mid-4s, which is good.
Okay.
Government loans are also in the mid-4s plus PMI for those that have low down payments.
Yep.
And jumbo loans nearing the $1 million mark have rates in the high 4s. And, of course, every borrower has their own characteristics and whatnot, so it's always good to get a custom quote, and I'll give Marla's information here in a minute. But does that – I mean, that sounds about what we've been talking about in the last couple of days.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going through right now, I think, is sticker shock. Which
right.
makes sense, right?
Right?
And it's unfortunate. You know, my interest rate right now is 2.75%. But when I purchase, right, in Texas, guess what? It's going to be 5.5%. It is what it is.
Okay, that right? makes me feel a tiny bit better. Is there a guest house or something similar that Patty and I are going to be able to, like, come hang out? Like, do the show from Texas,
you know,
like, once a month or something?
No, there'll be bedrooms, there'll be everything, you know.
Hey,
don't worry.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not going to need you. You're just going to have your own separate bedrooms to just come play, you know.
But are you only going to have one bathroom? Because you don't like when there are more bathrooms than bedrooms, right? So have you and Judy hashed that out?
I don't think they make a four-bedroom, one bath.
I would hope not. We you know, in all of our lookings, we haven't seen anything. So anyone that was listening about all the numbers and whatnot, Marla Ferris really is fabulous. She's answers your emails and text messages all the time. She's with Augusta Financial. She's at 661-510-7989 or marlaferris.com, and she really will hook you up. And the great thing about her is she gives you options because, of course, me being annoying, I'm like, what if we put this down with this, you know, interest rate and this down with blah, blah, blah? And she's, okay, I can do that for you, and she does it, and she's wonderful. So we're very thankful
That's awesome.
To have her. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, she's terrific.
She
she's
is.
Absolutely awesome.
Okay,
I just tried this drink. I don't know what's in the drink, but
Patty, you're making Patty and I jealous. You know what was funny? So there's a liquor store across the street, which I shouldn't say, but I go to every Friday and I buy a lottery ticket. And like Greg and I have actually won, like, not a lot of money, but we've won some money. So like now it's a Friday ritual. And the owner's name is Philip and he's super nice. And I went in there this morning and bought the Mega Millions today, not the Powerball. Because apparently the Mega Millions, Greg said, has much more. But there was some mail for KHTS over there. And so he's like, do you mind bringing it over to KHTS? I'm like, no, absolutely not. So just now we're all friends on the street, which is fun. So yeah, when we win the Mega Millions, it is. But when we win the Mega Millions, we'll buy that house where you are. And then we'll all just be able to go and see the iguanas and drink whatever fruity drink you're tempting us with.
I like drinks.
I got to tell you. Well, it really is a special place here. It really is. I mean, it's just so, I mean, if you do want to get away and just relax and have a great time, it's just wonderful. And if anybody wants the actual website for this, $750 a day for a $2.5 million home right on the beach with a crew and a car and everything. It's a pool. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Greg and I are going to be asking you about that. But before we let you go, so your last day, any fun plans, anything you want to leave us with other than what you're drinking? Because we know and we're jealous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to go do kind of because we got lobster and steak for dinner because it's the last night. So we've actually asked for that. But we're going to run down to a little place for lunch, have a couple cocktails. And it's the type where you get the shrimp cocktail, and the shrimps are like 5 inches long.
Yeah, yeah, the size of
and
my
it's
son.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
They're big old shrimp in the bowl. Yeah, fun.
Exactly. Well, you order one of those, and you're all full for the entire day. So.
Amen.
But I have to go back at it. You know, I got to relax, and then Saturday night I'll be back, and Sunday we'll be showing property. And by the way, I got
guess who he's seeing all day Sunday.
Yeah, 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 yep, absolutely. So, hey, listen, thanks for indulging me. I miss you guys. That's why I'm calling. I just
we miss
had
you,
to talk
too.
To you guys.
Of course,
and,
we miss you,
and
too.
So you have fun, and I will talk to you. I'm sure we'll be talking plenty before
the show's over in, like, 40 minutes. I'll text you. Don't worry. We'll be in touch.
Awesome.
But thank you for calling in. We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, too. All right, kiddo.
All right.
We'll talk
everybody.
Later.
We said thanks. Hello. Lovely. Bye. Phil from Mexico. I'm jealous now.
I'm jealous.
I know too. I want to text Chris and be like, what is he drinking? Patty and I need to make it next time, but not give Phil one because he was able to have one, right? Anyway, so I think it's time to maybe take a quick break.
Uh-huh.
When we come back, we have a special guest who I'm super excited about. We're going to talk all things buying a house, so stick with us. Good morning and welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and Facebook Live. And you think I'd have that memorized by now, but I'm just so used to Phil doing it, you know? But we're here. Yeah. It's Taylor. Phil just called in. We've got Patty. We're excited. We're in our second segment. And I've got a special guest, which I'm super excited about. So it's Angelique Fife, who is everyone knows is my best friend.
Yeah.
And not only did I harass her to be on the show because she's my best friend, but she also knows her real estate stuff. So her bio is really impressive. I asked her to write a little thing because I wrote something that was a page and it was not what needed to happen. Anyway, so Angelique is a real estate broker that has been in real estate property management for the past 22 years. Although, girl, you don't look a year over 30, so I'm impressed. She is also an investor who owns real estate in California, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Oh my goodness. Angelique, hello. Are you here?
And we get a little test.
I am here.
Wait for it. Yay!
I don't think anyone's ever clapped for me before.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks, Patty. So Angelique and I met years and years ago because we lived in the same building in West Los Angeles, and she ended up moving to Texas, and I was sad. She bought a condo out there, which is beautiful, and she recently just bought a house, which,
ooh,
tell us a little bit about the house. I'm highly jealous. I need to not talk about it because it makes me angry because her house is gorgeous, but tell us about the house. It's beautiful.
Well, if you were to put that same house in West Los Angeles, it'd probably be $3 million.
Thank you
but
for saying that. About- makes me feel a little bit better.
it's maddening. But the house, I paid about $400, over $400 for it. And it's a four-bedroom with an office, 2.5 bath, 3,100 square feet,
really pretty.
Big yard.
Big
I mean, it's
yard.
Amazing what you can get in Texas.
I know, it's gorgeous.
That you just can't find in California, not even a condo
I know.
Out there. But...
And we're going to talk about
that. You know, you got to put up with Texas at that point.
Well, I know. At the end of... So what we're going to do is I thought it would be fun for Angelique and I to go through some tips. So I did some research about, you know, tips for buying a house and, you know, what different lenders and real estate agents tell you you should and shouldn't do. So I'm going to go through them and then get her opinion and my, you know, limited opinion on that and see what she says. And then at the end, I said we could talk about, you know, California, not versus Texas, because I used to live in Texas and I love Texas, but obviously I live in LA now. But we'll have that chat too. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, first thing, and this is actually, as Phil would say, this is interesting because this was an issue for me. First tip, as a first-time home buyer or any home buyer, make sure not to change jobs because become self-employed or quit your job when looking to buy a home, especially in Los Angeles, and you may be in trouble. You have to show a minimum of 2 years' income from your job, which I am a K-1. When I became to name partner, I changed from W-2, and so I had that issue. Not that I changed jobs, but my income changed. So have you heard that advice also? Is it the same in Texas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's the same in any of the states that I've purchased real estate in, that W-2 income is the gold standard for buying a house.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're going to dig even deeper into your finances than they're already going to dig into. My lender joked with me, because I have somewhat of a personal relationship with my lender, and he joked with me when I was complaining about my job. He says, you're scaring me. Just make sure you keep your job until after closing, please.
Yeah, right. The day after you close, you can quit, but keep the W-2 income. I know.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that, I mean, it makes sense, but I remember being told that last year when Greg and I were looking, and it was like, ugh. You know, it took the wind out of our sails, but he's W-2, thankfully. Okay, next one. This is funny. Do not buy a car, truck, or van, or you may be living in it. Adding an auto loan could clearly drop your credit score, resulting in your debt ratio being too high. Your credit score will drop, blah, blah, blah. You're going to have your credit score pulled right before you make an offer, so hold off on buying your new car, truck, vehicle, van, correct?
That is correct. Many lenders will require you to fill out a questionnaire asking you if you've purchased or plan to purchase anything large prior to closing. And even if you're planning to, and you didn't plan on telling them, you got to tell them. If you say no to that, then you've just committed mortgage fraud. So you just don't do it. Just wait. It's worth the wait to have your house.
And my ears perk up when you say mortgage fraud. I'm like, lawsuit, right? Don't do it. You don't want to be in my office. Don't do it. Okay. That obviously makes sense. Okay, here's another one. Do not use this as charge cards, but credit cards excessively, or let your accounts fall behind before you buy a house. So this debt-to-income ratio obviously is a big thing, but I mean, what's your advice regarding, you know, I have a credit card, let's say it has a $10,000 limit, you know, I've got $2,500 on it, you know, I pay it off, I add to it, I don't pay it off. What's your advice?
Well, if you've already been pre-approved and you have a particular balance on your card, then feel free to keep that balance at where it is. Try not to raise it much.
Yep.
My lender asked me, he says, I see you get a lot of charges, but it seems you pay it off every month. And I said, yes, I do pay it off.
Oh, my lender said that to me too.
Yeah, yep. I pay it off. But this is what's funny, though. This I've never heard of, and it happened to me. One of my cards had a larger balance on it, and I was required to pay the credit card off through escrow.
Oh, interesting.
So they forced me to put up the cash, and then they, after closing, cut a check to my credit card company that I mailed into the credit card to pay it off.
Interesting.
So if you have high debt, they might force you to pay it off through escrow. Just to help you keep your debt to income ratio.
And I think that's what Marla Ferris was giving us tips about earlier, is that, you know, every buyer is unique and every situation is unique. So yeah, just be prepared basically to listen to your lender, right? And do what he or she says.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. This one is fun. Do not spend money you have set aside for closing costs. Closing costs,
for sure.
I think, are like the wiggy little like troll under the stairs that no one remembers about. And then Patty's laughing. But then at the end of, right, escrow, it's like, hello, and then you owe X amount of dollars, right?
Yeah, it is pretty shocking because if you have a broker lender versus going directly through a bank, then you pay a lender's fee that you're not realizing you have to pay. And another thing is in closing costs, no one's allowed to loan you money for the purchase. I think we're going to talk about that later. But because you have to prove all your money is yours.
Right.
So, and actually, am I on the wrong question?
No, we're going to get there, but it's all the same thing.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. If the lender sees large bank deposits, they're going to question.
They're going to want to know where all the money is.
Yeah. They're going to know where it all comes from. And then you won't be eligible to close the house. But closing costs, I was shocked when I saw my, Oh, what I was going to say, this is, I knew I had something. Yep. The buyer now, given this market, the buyer is having to pay seller's closing costs right now.
Which is wild.
That gives you a better competitive offer, given how quick houses are being purchased. So I actually had to pay a lot of my seller's closing costs.
Interesting.
Unfortunately.
So it's like that
in the seller's market. That's
same in Texas.
It flips.
The market's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're a buyer in this market, expect to pay more than you even expect to pay in closing costs.
Don't tell me that.
I'm so sorry.
She's hurting my one feeling. All right, fine. That's okay. All right, the next one.
It'll be the first time.
I know, right? Please do not omit debts or liabilities. I have a funny story from your loan application when looking to buy houses for cash. So Phil is one of my really good friends. Marla, I consider a friend. I know them. You know, it's embarrassing to tell them, like, hey, here's my Nordstrom balance for this month. And like, I did tell Marla because I'm like, I'm going to pay it off. Right. But no, like you include everything, right? Don't leave anything out because it doesn't matter. I mean, and they're not going to judge you, right? But you have to be completely truthful and honest to the penny of what you got going on, right?
Absolutely. Because like I said earlier, if you don't, because they're going to give you a questionnaire that asks you things they can't even pull up on credit. They're going to say, are you in the process of doing this? Or have you committed to doing loaning money elsewhere or purchasing something elsewhere? And if you say no and you're planning to, then you've again committed mortgage fraud and you'll have to call Taylor.
Come sit in my office. No, I mean, I'd take it, but yeah, don't do it. Exactly. Okay, here's another thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Another thing is they can call the loan.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they learn that you're doing something after the fact or that you did commit that fraud, they can call the loan due. And so you'll lose your house. You'll ruin your credit.
And the great thing, I'm sure you'll agree, is if you have a good lender, like if you're upfront and honest, they can figure something out for you based on your financial situation, right? You know, it's not cookie cutter. It's not black and white. They'll work with you. So just be honest. Yep. All right. Next one. Get a pre-approval letter. This is massive. Phil, before I even started looking, was like, we're not doing this until you get a pre-approval. I'm like, no, but let's just look. Like, absolutely not, right? Is this the same in Texas?
No, and it's so frustrating. Someone who loves real estate.
Yeah.
I love to just go look at open houses.
Yep.
Like you and I used to do that together. We love to go to open houses, but now they don't even want you there unless you can come in and say you're pre-qualified. They're pre-approved. There used to be pre-qualification letters in the past where it's just kind of a half, you know,
like, oh, they look cool. They can probably afford it. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a job.
Right.
And then now that's just a joke. You have to get full pre-qualification and pre-approval. The difference between pre-qual and pre-approval is that pre-approval is the lender has actually pulled your credit. They've looked that you and proven you have income. They've looked at your debt. They've looked at your credit score. They know that you can probably afford it. They haven't done the deeper underwriting, but they know. So they'll give you a pre-approval letter, and that's what you can go to go house shopping with.
Exactly.
And they all ask, too. No one wastes time with someone who doesn't have one.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason when Greg and I go to open houses without Phil, Phil's already called the listing agent. He's already talked to them about, you know, yes, these are our buyers, and yes, they're, you know, pre-qualified and whatnot. So it makes a massive difference. And when we go, Greg and I notice that we get paid attention to in those, you know, cattle call open houses, which is pretty nice.
Right.
Okay. Next one. Do not go out and buy new furniture just yet. I love this one. So Angelique and I are, we think we're design connoisseurs. I don't know, but we appreciate interior design. And so when she's buying this house, when were you in town? Like 3 weeks ago, we were looking at like sectionals and, you know, TVs and bedside tables and things like that. And so, but don't buy it right until you close. Is that the advice?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. The minute I went to contract for this house, I shopped like crazy for furniture, but I didn't buy anything.
I was impressed.
I opened up,
I
put a lot of stuff in my cart.
Yep.
I did
but we didn't buy it yet.
From all the furniture places, and I did my favorites. I clicked the little heart to say, ooh, maybe I'll get that.
Right.
But until I closed, I didn't buy a thing.
Right.
And you can bet that the second I closed, I was opening up a credit card to the furniture store, and I furnish my new place.
But this exactly dovetails into the next one. Do not open up any new credit or store cards, right? You don't want any new inquiries. Like, you want your credit to just like hang out as it is, because that's what you're more or less going to get pre-approved on, right? So opening a new furniture credit card, even if it is like, I have like, excuse my language, like super sexy ones right now that are like 24 or 36. Patty said I can say sexy, so that's okay. 24, 36 months, no interest, right? I mean, that seems great, but don't do it until you close. Don't open anything new, right?
No. Oh, and I'm so grateful that once you close, the lender can't go back and look and call the wrong person after closing
That's
purchases.
That's a good point.
I'd be screwed right now. It's
right.
Not, oh, can I say that?
You can. But and your and your house is beautiful. Right, I should say. She's texted me photos, and I'm like, you know, I approve. It's very nice. All right, so that's good. So we touched on this a tiny bit, and I just want to run through these so we don't run out of time. But do not make large deposits first without checking with your loan officer. A lot of people get gifts and whatnot from family members, or they take things from 401ks. And I think what you had touched on earlier is, you know, every penny that goes in and out, you need to explain, you know, its origination, from where it came, from who it came, right? So you want to make sure that you discuss all of those specifics with your lender.
Absolutely, because they have to prove that that money is from you.
Right.
And if it's not from you, or if it's a loan, that's not going to count towards your house. Just because it's in your bank account doesn't mean you own it.
Right. That's very true.
So, yeah, you have to let them know that it is from you in your name, or the name of the purchasers if you're with their spouse or something.
So this dovetails into the next one. Do not change bank accounts. So what if, like you recently, not to put you on the spot, but when you purchased your house, you and your significant other, you guys don't own it together. It's yours, but he's contributing something, but there's no, you don't open new bank accounts, you don't change bank accounts, right? Pretty much, again, status quo, just leave it as is.
Correct, because okay. You're also showing stability. The lenders want to see stability, kind of like in the credit report. If they pull the credit report at the beginning and the end of just before closing and it's the same, you're proving stability, and the same with bank accounts. You don't want to be jumping from bank account to bank account to bank account, because they're going to wonder, why are they sneaking out? Like, is there an
effect? When I see that, that's shady, right? I'm like, ooh, are they doing something shady?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but not only bank accounts, they're going to want to see retirement statements, W-2s, tax returns. They want to see everything, and they want it all to be fairly stable.
Yep. So again, that's what I'm saying. Communicate with your lender. You have nothing to hide, right? The last one we don't need to get into, do not co-sign for a loan for anyone. That's the same thing. No new accounts. You know, you're not going to be doing anybody favors right now. It's not
but
the time.
A lot of people don't realize co-signing is the exact same thing as signing for a loan.
Exactly.
It's just the only difference is the lender has a second backup.
Your second line. Exactly. Right. But you're still
so
on the hook.
The credit the same.
Exactly. Okay. This one we should elaborate on a tiny bit. So I added this in here. You know, listen to your agent, how closely to work with an agent. So, you know, myself as a real estate attorney, I do this in and out. You are an agent, and you have your broker's license, and you own property in multiple different states, but you still worked with an agent, right? So it's still important. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. I worked with two different agents in two different areas. Both were referred to me from people I trusted, and they both gave me great advice. And as a buyer, I don't think like a broker. I wish I did, but I'm emotional like any other buyer out there. I'm like, that's going to be my house, and I really want this to happen, and I need it to happen in 3 days, not 30. And
exactly.
And a lot of people tend to use their agent as a therapist, which I'm certain I did not. As well.
Poor Phil. I hope he's not listening, because he would be like, yep, she does. Yes.
Well, but I promised myself at the beginning, like, I'm going to listen to them because I know how it can be. Taylor, you know me. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep my opinion to myself, even when I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
that's okay.
I was grateful that my agents were so patient and knowledgeable, and they weren't, I don't want to say intimidated, that's the wrong word, but they weren't bothered by the fact that I had real estate experience. They were like, nope, it's not the same. Property management's not the same. What you do is not the same. You need to listen to me. And I did, and I was so grateful because both of the purchases I made in the last 9 months have proven to be very amazing for me. And both homes, now I'm going to use one as a rental, and that's going to be fun. So, you got to listen to your agent. They know what they're doing.
Right.
They really, if you do the research on your agent, or you're referred by a trusted person, they know what they're doing. Please listen to them.
Absolutely. Okay, so two more questions. You can pick which one you want to answer because we're running out of time-ish.
Oh, no.
So either, or we can do it quickly, three pieces of advice that you'd give buyers in this market, or we can talk about your favorite, let's do Texas versus California, or advice you'd give to anyone because you lived in California. That's where I met you. You lived here for a long time, but you moved back to Texas. So you
correct.
Could, which one?
I'd love to answer both of these.
Then do it.
Real quick.
Do it.
So three pieces of advice I would give. As Phil mentioned earlier, don't wait to buy real estate. If you're young, start saving now. Save to buy young.
Yep.
Because if you buy early, you can build equity sooner, and that equity is what allows you to cash out, buy a bigger house later, and build your portfolio. Secondly, get pre-approved so that you're taken seriously. And third, don't get attached to any one house. Go into the shopping process knowing that any house you love isn't yours until the day you close.
This is such, that number three is such good advice. Patty's even shaking his head. He's like, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to.
I put several offers in and lost a couple of homes that way. And if I had gotten emotional, I probably would have had, my therapist would have made a lot more money off of me.
Or you would have called me. I listened.
Well, that's true. I think I did call you.
But definitely, yeah, but definitely. I mean, it's hard. You go tour something, you start thinking like, oh, the kid would look great in here, or, you know, I would turn this into a closet, or, and then, you know, you get out there, right, and it's but a bummer. You right. kind of just have to, you know, go in with a grain of salt, and we're going to look at it. I like it, but like you said, don't get attached. That's wonderful advice.
Well, and I know we're running out of time, but this last one,
yeah,
Texas versus California.
So
if you're in California or looking to move to Texas, let me just, I don't have any advice, but I have a heads up for you.
Yeehaw.
There are bugs. There's like lots of bugs, like a lot of weird looking beetles.
There are, and they're like big. They're big bugs. Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely terrifying. It's terrifying. So
Angelique does not do bugs. Also, if you're listening and you know her at all, like, she used to call me because there'd be spiders in her apartment, and I would like come over and like kill the spiders. Like, she's not a bug person. It's not right. It's not happening. We're not doing it. But yeah, you're right. Texas and like the June bugs, they're weird. No.
Oh God, and they just flop in your head, and you're not expecting it. It's really bad.
No, thank you.
And then allergies. There are just as many allergies. So. If you're not an allergy person, or if you have allergies, Texas is not your place. It's hot. It's humid. I grew up here, but I forgot how bad the weather is. And
what about the property taxes?
Well, yeah, the last thing I was going to say is that prices are going up everywhere. And, yeah, California is still more expensive for real estate. But Texas isn't as cheap as it used to be. And property taxes are cheaper in California, believe it or not. Texas
Something is cheaper in California.
Expensive.
Wow. Yeah, they're crazy, right? My parents talk about it all the time and how, frustrating it is. So that's something to think about.
Isn't there, like, Prop 13 or something in California that it keeps taxes lower?
There is.
Proposition, I don't remember what it was, but that doesn't exist in Texas.
Yep.
There's constant battles with the counties for and assessors for raising property taxes.
Well, which is crazy. But hey, you did it. Thank you so much for being on. I thought this would just be such a fun topic from a buyer's perspective, and you have much more experience than I do. So thank you so much.
Of course.
She's actually moving today into said beautiful large house in Texas. So go find your U-Haul or whatever you were looking for. but thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Hey there, and welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. You have Taylor here, sad, empty seat, which I realize my massive purse is in. Sorry, Phil. And Patty.
Heyo.
That was such a fun segment.
That was fun, wasn't it?
I know. She's wonderful.
I know.
She joked. She said, you know, sometimes when I'm excited, you know, I tend to talk fast. I do the exact same thing. I've had two judges in my 11 years practicing that have told me, like, Miss Williams, your argument was great, but slow down. So whenever I go into court on the top of my yellow pad, I write slow down. Because I get nervous and I get excited. And you want to, and
I talk
one,
fast too.
Yeah,
I'm a fast and loud, I might add, talker.
I think I'm loud. But when I'm not loud, when I'm quiet and I talk to you like this, like, then you know you're in trouble. Like, it's not good. You'd rather me be loud, right? Okay. So, Patty.
Yes.
You're going to participate because I have a little quiz for you.
Oh, my God.
I know. I wish we had a stinger for it, but it's going to be fun.
I mean, we could just do the good old one.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could.
Hey, guys and dolls.
Seems fitting.
It's your favorite time of the show, Taylor Talk.
I'm surprised we didn't do that in the beginning. We should have.
We should have.
I didn't cue it. It's my own fault. Okay, so first question, and this is not the quiz quite yet.
Yes.
But have you ever thought about buying a house?
I mean, obviously, yes.
Yeah?
At some point, just it's not going to be for a while, but yeah.
You'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting process, but I mean, lucky for you, you've got, you know, Phil, and then, you know, if you need someone to like bring the muscle, you guys can call me in, right? But it's fun stuff. So
fun stuff indeed.
What I thought about when I knew I was going to be doing the show alone, I was like, there's lots of terms that Phil and I use all the time that seem like common sense, but a lot of times people don't know what they mean. And so this morning I was like, Greg, let me like run these by you. He's like, nope. And I said, why? And he goes, because I'm not going to know him. I'm like, yes, you might. So I didn't get to test him.
Uh-huh.
But you sit here with us every Friday, more or less. And so I'm interested.
Oh,
so we're going to test Patty's knowledge.
Yay!
Okay. Patty, do you know the difference between an agent, a broker, and a realtor?
Broker is, I believe, has to do with like I think that's like your money dealer.
Okay.
For I mean, just I think I'm pretty close anyways on that.
I'm gonna read them when we're done. And by the way, I'm gonna buy you a drink or something after this because I'm totally putting Patty on the spot.
A broker but, okay, is like a broker. I think like your money dealer or money lender. Okay. I believe. Okay. An agent is your agent like Phil. Like right. He's a real estate agent. Like, you know, like gets, you know, he's on your side. He's your wingman.
Right.
Or wingwoman. Wing person.
Wing person.
And then realtor is the person you're dealing with that is selling the other house.
Okay.
Am I correct on any of these?
Close on one.
Okay. I'll take a close on one.
There we go. But this is what I'm saying, right? We use these terms all the time and a lot of people don't know what they actually mean. So real estate agent, Phil, has a professional license to help people buy, sell, and rent real estate. Mm-hmm. Broker is a licensed real estate agent who has completed additional training and licensing requirements. They can work independently or hire other real estate agents to work for them, right? So agents right. work for a broker. So broker, big up here, agent down here.
Yeah. Yep.
A realtor is a licensed real estate agent or broker or other real estate professional who is a member of the National Association of Realtors. They're an NAR member. They have the little pin that you see in the commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. When people say it's a broker, it's a close. No. Yeah, very close, right? But I mean, people don't necessarily know. Okay, mortgage term. Principal. What's principal?
Principal is, I believe, is that related to like the interest of rate of the month of like whatever, you know, the deal or money is?
Yeah. So principal and interest rate are tied together, right? Yeah, so right. if I buy a house and the one that we're looking at right now, I think it's like $940,000. Mm-hmm. My principal is I owe $940,000.
Right.
My interest rate, like we were talking about with Marla earlier, let's mm-hmm. say it's 5.3%. I'm going to be paying 5.3% of $940,000.
Per whatever.
Over exactly yeah. the next 30 years or whatever the term of my loan
would say
is.
I would say
you're
that's a
very close.
Yeah, which means I'm pretty correct.
What about yes. pretty correct? I'll taken. What about closing costs?
Closing costs.
These are scary.
I believe closing costs, to my recollection, is like the it is the payment you pay when you're at closing.
Yes.
For whatever the deal or home buying, all that stuff. But it's like a not a one time. I think it's like a one time payment.
It's all kind of extra fees and whatnot. Okay.
I know that from the other job.
We yes. have less than a minute left, so here's my all last cool. one. Do you know what Melrose taxes are?
Melrose, is that like the neighborhood?
Yeah. So basically, Melrose areas, there's a Proposition 13 limits property taxes and thus the local government's ability to finance certain projects.
Yeah.
And so as a workaround, Melrose tax assesses the property's land. And so that helps fund local infrastructure, parks, things like that. So that's what Melrose is. Oh, so you cool. always want to ask your agent if there's Melrose. You did so well.
Yeah.
Patty, he listened. Wee wee. This is why Greg Gig was not having it. Anyway, as we close out, thank you everybody for listening. Phil, we miss you. Patty, thank you for being a wonderful sport.
Of course.
Angelique, you are fabulous. If anybody wants to get a hold of us, Phil, you can see philnordella.com or call me, dyw.com, which is not calling me, but our phone number is 661-259-9000. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're thinking of selling your home,